Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. You're going to be so happy you're hanging out with me because Cliff Innicott is back. I know. Settle down. I'm excited too. Cliffy is back. He's an attorney, a small business attorney, specializing in little guys like you and me. He's a contributor to I don't know how many different places as a syndicated columnist. He's the author of a bunch of books, including the eBay Seller's Tax and Legal Answer Guide, the Small Business Survival Guide, and his legendary book, which I'm trying to remember. He'll tell me about it in a minute. It was published years ago, and it became a prophecy. He's our good friend, Cliff Innicott. Welcome back.
Hey, buddy. Always a pleasure.
It's good to have you back. What was the name of your book you wrote in the 90s? I'm trying to remember.
Oh, that was Money Hunt.
Money Hunt.
The PBS show.
Yeah. Like I said, the legendary immortal book and series. Cliff, thanks again for being here. One of the things, I want to get you to weigh in on something that I'm trying to promote right now. It's sort of a, you could call it a little civil disobedience if you want to, but I'm saying that today is the day that we put a set of scales in front of us, and on one side of the scales, we put the threat, the real and ever, the clear and present danger of COVID-19, of the coronavirus. It is one mean organism. It's unlike anything else we've ever had to deal with, and it set us on our heels. Let's put that on one side of the scales, and today, on the other side of the scales, we're going to put the impact, the risk, and maybe even the clear and present danger going forward of our response to the COVID-19 coronavirus pandemic. What do you think in the balancing those two?
Well,
isn't it time we started thinking, okay, we're about to cross over. At what point in time do we worry more about the response than the disease? What do you think?
Well, here's the thing, Jim, and I've been saying this for a while now. I actually wrote about this in this week's column that I write. The pandemic has done something that I never would have thought possible 2 months ago. It has made me sympathetic with politicians. It really has. I feel for these people.
I do, too.
Yeah, federal, state, local, Republican, Democrat, I don't care. These people have some very tough choices, and there are no compromises. You are exactly right. It's a balancing act between deaths from the virus and another Great Depression.
Right.
That's what we're looking at.
And by the way, I want to point out, there was no judgment in my scales. I didn't say those darn mayors, those darn governors, although I have once or twice.
I mean, they're all faced with this, and they're not prepared for this because their whole thing is they want compromise solutions. They want to try to make as many people happy as possible.
And keep as many people alive.
They can't. Yeah. And they can't do that. They can't have it both ways the way they normally want it to do. It's hard for them. It really is. Look, whenever you predict the future, Jim, you always end up putting your foot in your mouth.
That's right.
What you say.
All projections are wrong.
We're not going to see. Yeah, what's going to happen here when you talk about your balancing scales, those scales are going to wobble back and forth for a while. For the next 6 months to a year, this is, I think, the likeliest scenario that we're going to see. Is over the next 6 months to a year, we're going to see sort of a wobbling back and forth. The pendulum, if you will, is going to swing back and forth between shutting things down to keep the number of deaths and infections under control and loosening things up so we don't end up with a 20%.
Cliff, we're not going to be able to handle another year of partial closing. We're not going to be. That will be catastrophic. More than we already have.
Catastrophic. That's why we're going to see, what I think we're going to see is we're going to see some back and forth. We're going to see some loosening probably pretty soon, probably end of May. We're going to start seeing it, if not sooner in some states. And then what's going to happen is over time, as the number of deaths and infections climbs again, there'll be other partial shutdowns, hopefully for shorter and shorter periods of time as we go want.
There won't be any more national shutdowns, though, Cliff. After we open,
I don't think so.
You know, New York, Manhattan, one of the boroughs, downtown San Francisco, you know, whatever, Peoria might be, but there's not going to be any more national shutdowns.
Epicenters, that's true.
Yeah.
We're probably going to see some loosening during the summer because all the indicators are that high temperatures suppress the virus to some extent.
Yeah.
You know,
do you believe, as I do, that people will be dying from COVID-19 10, 20 years from now?
It's entirely possible.
Yeah. Hold on to that thought, Cliff. I need to take a quick break. We'll come back.
Go ahead.
Cliff's got some ideas on how we can survive. You know me. I've been talking about the key to this right now is to survive. Surviving is winning. 2020. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.